Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Kuf Ches, and we're holding roughly 8-9 lines from the top of the Amud, where in the middle of the line, the Gemara begins with Shmuel Omar. What is this referring to? You'll recall yesterday, towards the end of the shir, on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, roughly 8-9 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara quoted from a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. We're all familiar with this because we've learned this recently, that in the Beis HaMikdash there was a special chamber that had in it 13 shofarot. 13 shofarot means really 13, nothing happened. Baruch Hashem. 13 shofarot means like 13 pushkalach. And the reason why they're called shofarot is because they were in the form of a shofar. This first 7 were enumerated in the Mishnah, and Rashi back on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis in fact reminds us what those first 7 were, the Taklin Charetin, and the Taklin Atikin, and the Kinem, and the Goizel, the Oila, and Eitzim, and the Voina, and Zov, the Chapayrs. So those were 7. In addition to that, there were 6 which were for Nidava. Nidava means, as we've had in the past, Lekai Yitzam Izbeach, on those days when it was an off day, so to speak, and it was kind of embarrassing for the Mishmigdash and the Mizbeach to be empty, so they would go and fill it up with Korbanos Oila that were purchased from the funds in these 6 extra Pushkalach. Now, why did they have 6? Why didn't they have 3? Why didn't they have 12? What's Epis 6? So he already gave yesterday 4 different reasons. We started off with Cheskia, which is about 6-7 lines from the bottom. Just go back to the 2 dots. Tan, Hossam, Shishal, and Adova, Kenegin, me. What's up is 6. So, Mecheski, Kenegin, Shisha, Bate, Ovais. So that there shouldn't be machloikis in between the Kehanim. Rabbi Yochanan said, the reason why he had 6 is because, Bitoch, Shan, Adova, Meruba, since Baruch Hashem, there was quite an amount of Nadovais, they were afraid, Kadesh, Lo, Yis, Apshu, that the coin should not get corroded. The Mephoshim add that it's the tendency when you go and fill up a pushko or any other type of receptacle with money, that normally it's last in, first out, like they have LIFO. What means last in, first out? When you put matbeyas in, and then you have the gizbar taking those matbeyas for purposes of buying a carbon, he'll take the scoop up those that happen to be at the top of the pushka, as opposed to go and putting his hand all the way in the bottom of the pushka, which may be more difficult. So each time, those that are in the bottom will be there for a lengthy period of time, or at least potentially. It's conditionally assumption, so that there shouldn't be that potential for corrosion. Then you spread the wealth, so to speak, over 6 separate shofaris. Ziri said, like we had in the Mishnah, can I get part of the eagle, ayil kevis, gedi besoyer. And of course, according to Rabbi, that holds cotton behavior, godly yotza. And Barpada finally said, no, can I get a part of the eagle, etc., that we had yesterday on top of the Omid, and now we're up to 2 more Hezbeirim, 2 more explanations, Vos Epis 6. So we're up to Shmuel Omar, which is about 7 lines from the top, 8 lines from the top, Keneget Moisir Chattas, Moisir Oshem, Moisir Oshem Nozir, Moisir Oshem Betzoyra, Moisir Minchas Choyte, Moisir Asiris Eifesh Shol Koyen Gadol. Now, before we enter into the specifics of what Shmuel is saying, it would be kedai to remember what it says in the Mishnah in Masechtas Shkolim, which is quoted in Masechtas Tmura. If you look down the 2nd wide line of the Rashi's all the way in the bottom, he quotes, Ze medrash dorach dorash yehoyodah hakoyin kol haba mi moiser chatas mi moiser asham yilkach bohem oilois. Anytime you have extra monies from Chatas or extra monies from Asham, go and use those monies to go and buy oilois. The boss will be Lashem for Rabbi Shalom, but oilois lakihanim. Avol Moise Moise Shar Menaches. If you're talking about the Moshe Korban Mincha, which has nothing to do with a Chatas, Rashi is talking about Moise Shar Menaches because the beginning of the Rashi is about a Minchas Chote, which is a bit of a hybrid. It's both a mincha and it comes for a chait of the chattas oil of the yoyrin. But mois shar menachos liazlin into a sibur. Elohu yoyse mishaloyim maybe mincha chers. So bottom line is, what Shmuel is telling us, that these 6 shefarois were like Yehoyada HaKoyin said, that these are all meisores from chattas or asham, or something which resembled a chatas or an asham. And therefore, going back to Shmuel now in our Gemara. By the way, when we say the word moiser over here, we're talking about in each instance where there are monies which are left over. Why would there be monies left over? The simple case is when a person had put aside funds, but it's not just that he put away money, because he put away money, it's chulin, it's nothing. But he put away funds for the express purpose of buying a carbon. If a marshal, he wanted to go buy a behema, and he assumed that the behema is going to go and cost $500, and he said, "Boy, said, don't touch that money. That's a hegdish money for purposes of buying my carbon chatas, my carbon ashen." And then he goes to the store and he finds out that in fact there's a clearance sale, or that Baruch Hashem, there's so many behemoths in the market, so the price has gone down. Now he has moiser. What does he do with these extra funds? Oh, so that's the moiser in each one of these cases. Shmuel Amar Kenegin moiser chatas. One of them is for extra funds, which you didn't need for your chatas. The second one is for a moiser asham. And then we have a moiser asham nazir, or moiser asham mitzoyra. I thought we already covered asham. Why are we talking about asham nazir and asham mitzoyra? So Rashi tells us a couple of reasons. We had this gemara a few days ago, so this is all ashtikala chazara, that the moiser asham is referring to the asham gezelois and asham me'ilois, and presumably also the asham shiv charufa, and perhaps even the asham taloi. All of those are ashamis which are in ayil. So you put the monies in there, in that pushka. So number one, it is like Yehoyada HaKoyen, that these are, because originally the monies were set aside for a chait like the asham zeilois, asham me'ilois, etc. So you put those in, and of course an ayil, so you put those in that special pushka of the Moiser Asham. But there are two more, and that's the Asham Nozer and the Asham Mitzoyra, both of which are only a keves, and both of which are not Baal Chait. The purpose of the Asham Nozer is to allow the person to continue. Asham Nozer is brought by a Nozer Tameh. So after he finishes his process, Legabi Asham Nozer Tameh, then he's able to go and be reinstated with a in his Hilchos Nazirus, to be able to start counting again from 1 to 30, and then ultimately at the end of that 30, he'll be able to go and bring a new set of kavanos and be able to rejoin Klal Yisrael, in the sense that he'll be able to go and drink wine and eat grapes, etc. So therefore, the Asham Nozer is lahatir, to be matir him, to go and return to his Nazirus. Moiser Asham Mitzoyra is a mitzoyra at the end of his purification. He wants to return l'toych ha-machane. So if he doesn't have this asham mitzoyra, then he won't be able to return to his family, to the machane of Klal Yisrael. He has to still be nishtaleh chutz l'sholesh machnois, as well as he wants to be able to go into the Beis Hamikdash and eat kodshim and all the rest. So therefore, for two reasons, the Asham Nozer and Asham Mitzoyer did not get mixed in with the Shar Moiser Asham Mois. Number one, because it wasn't Baal HaChet, it was brought for a heter, to be machshir, to be matir. And number two, because this is an ayil and this is a keves, and therefore they're separate kabbalas. So this takes care of these four so far, Achatas and Asham, Asham Nozer, Asham Mitzoyer. We have two more, a moiser minchas choyte. Minchas choyte, we all know, is the third level of the carbon oil of the yoyreid, where if the person has money, he gives kids basir. If he doesn't have so much, he has turban yoyna. And if he's really poor, then he goes and brings the minchas choyte. What happens, he set aside for that mincha $10, and it only costs him $8. So you have the moiser that goes into the other pushka. O moiser asiris official koyin godoil. Every day the Kohen Gadol would have to go and bring his chavitim, machzis b'boik, machzis b'arav. Once again, if you have extra from that asiris eifa, you have extra money, what do you do with it? You put it in the sixth pushka. Rav Oishia agrees five out of six pushkas to what Shmuel said. He only argues with one, as we will see. Rav Oishia Amar, the first four exactly the same. So far the same. And in fact, if you skip Moiser Kinem, number six is also exactly the same as Shmuel, Moiser Minchas Choyte. Same thing. The only difference is that Shmuel said that the sixth one is the Moiser Asiris Eifshel Kohen Gadol, that is the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. And Oishia says it's referring to Moiser Kinen. What's Moiser Kinen? There are four people in Klal Yisrael that have to go and bring a kan. Kan means a pear, and pear typically in this situation means that he's going to bring a chatos and an oif. I'm sorry, a chatos and oila oifois, a chatos oif and an oila oif. Who are the four people that bring a chatos oif and oila oif? A zov, I'm sorry? Tommy,
that's
oil of yarded. Here we're talking about in Mechusa Kippurim, it's a different category. The Moisra Kinim is normally a Zav and a Zava, as well as a Yoledes Ania and a Metzoira Oni. Because a Yoledes Ania, or I'm sorry, a normal Yoledes has to bring a Kevis and one Oif. However, if she cannot afford it, then she brings two Oifois. Similar to that, you have the Metzoira. If he can afford it, he brings Behemoth. If he cannot afford it, then he brings Oifus. Anyway, all of these four people, they have to go and bring a Kan. And what happens? They set aside the $10, $50 to buy the Kan, and there was extra money. The same thing of the Moisra Kinim, same idea. You put the money into that extra pushka. Okay, so therefore, bottom line is, I have machloikis between Shmuel and Rab Oishia Legabe, whether the sixth was a Moisra Kinim or the sixth was for the Chavit. And now the Gemara is going to go through the normal dialogue. Ushmuel, my time of the Yomik Raboishia, why don't you know Raboishia that it's for Moisra Kinim? Zoktach Shmuel, Kinim Tonalei Reisha. And the Reisha, we already had Kinim. What do you mean we had Kinim? If you go back to that Rashi that we had yesterday, that we looked at briefly before, almost halfway down the Omid, Shishol and Etova. Yud Gemu Sheforos, how you make the Shiva Mihan. Ha mufurashim manoisim behem taklin chadetin. Those are the new shkolim of the year. The machzah shekel. The taklin atikim means old machzah shekel from the previous year that was remaining. And now you have kinim. Oh, you got kinim over here. So kinim and moisa kinim aren't they both the same? And therefore Shmuel says the reason I didn't learn Rekaboshi, I already have one pushka for kinim. So put in any moisa kinim in that pushka as well. Zokti Gemara. So therefore, says Shmuel, Kinen Tani Le'Reisha. Rabbi Yishia Tani Vulei Tani Kinen. Rabbi Yishia and his Braisa, when he listed these six, which were all for Nedava, didn't he agree to the same list of the seven Choyva? So Timarav Tani Rabbi Yishia V'Tani Kinen. If you look up the Braises of Rabbi Yishia, you'll see yes, in fact, he did list Kinen. So Ibazoi, why are we repeating Kinen a second time? So this is Nishver, Chad Lekinim, V'Chad Lemoisra Kinim. One is for the Etzem Karbon of the Kinim, and the other one is for the extra money of the Kinim. Now, the Gemara doesn't go into any detail, but Rashi explains, and we remember this from previous learnings, that what was a pshat in the Kinim? Let's say you had a Yoledes, Ania, that was bringing a Kan. And she wanted to get home as quickly as possible, and the last bus leaving from the Tachana Merkazit in Yerushalayim, going home to Bnei Brak or Beit Shemesh or Tel Aviv or wherever, was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. She can't wait around, but she wants to be able to go home, to be able to go and eat Kodshim and be restored to normal family life, back to normal. Okay, so she is afraid if she's going to stick around with her money to go and buy the Kan of Oifos, and they're going to go and bring it, it might get into 5:30 or 6 o'clock, and she's going to miss her bus. So what you could do then is put them into this special pushka, which is called the pushka of Kinim. And Rashi brings from Chazal, from another Gemara, that Gemara in Erevin, Ein bezen shel kohanim oimdim misham, at sheyichlu kol ha-moish ba'oisei shofar. Every single day, one of the last chores of the kohanim was, they would go and open up that pushka for the Kinim and make sure that the money was taken out, and they would go and buy Kinim for all those Yoldesin or Mitzirayim, whoever put the money into that pushka to bring the Kinim that day, and they didn't have to stick around and they can go home. If you were talking about a behema, that would be more problematic because you would have to go and have a smicha. But there's no smicha on Oifos. So therefore, leave the money there and you tell the Kahanim, I put my money, you don't have to tell them anything because they're going to open it up anyway at the end of the day, take it out. they won't know who the money. So they won't.
How many kevis or how many offers to buy?
They know how much it costs. In other words, if they're 100 and it's usually $10 per set, so they know 10 sets. And then they're going to go and bring them and they're going to say, we're bringing this l'shem mishahu. We don't know ourselves, but the Baruch Shalom knows for sure that the wedding is probably going to be for one Mrs. Smith and the other going to be for Mrs. Goldberg and the other for Mrs. Rosenberg or whatever, or etc. Anyway, the point of all that is that there was a special pushka for kinim, and now this is moiser kinim. Moiser kinim means what happens if, in fact, as the kahanim are using the $10 to buy the kan, the gizbor or the mamuna, whoever is in charge of selling these things, says, "Oh, you didn't hear? The kinim have all gone down in price because of the fact, Baruch Hashem, the flu has gone, the bird flu has gone away, and now many more." More of these Torim Bnei Yoina have flown the coop and they've come to us, and therefore it only costs now $9 per set instead of $10 a set. Oh, that's great. So what do you do with the extra dollar? Put the extra dollar into the Moiser HaKinim Pushka. Therefore, there's a fundamental difference between the Kinim and the Moiser Kinim. The Kinim is being brought Takif for Kapara or for a Lahatir, all of those four people, especially the Olderson, that they can now go and eat kachim from this point, because you cannot eat kachim if you're a mechusar kippurim. Mechusar kippurim means you have to bring the carbon. That was what these kinim were used for. But the extra money in the moiser kinim was not used to go and buy oifis, but rather was used like all the other moisterites to be used on an off day in the base of English to go and buy oilois lekayetz hamizbech. Okay, so this was the discussion why Shmuel didn't learn like a Boishia. For a Boishia, my time in the Yomaki Shmuel, why didn't he say that the Chavitim is number 6? So, Avalokim and the Yomam, Moisha Shalasir, Zahiv Shalkoyin, Shalkoyin Godoil, Yirkav, Yerokev. He holds like the Mandiyamar, and we'll see shortly, in fact, that there's a machloikis. What do you do with any extra funds related to the Asiris Eifa of the Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol, again, he brought in $10 for the Asiris Eifa. We had extra money. Now, although the Lashon HaGemara is Yerokev, which means that it goes, you let it rot, you let it spoil, which is really not an appropriate term if you're talking about money. So theoretically, you could say it's talking about that he actually brought more than his Asiris Eifa. He brought from home a big plastic container containing what he thought was Asiris Eifa. And it turns out that there was more than Asiris Eifa. So that part, Yerokev, it goes, you do not put it for Nidov Lekayetz HaMizbeach, but you let it rot. Or even if we're talking about money, we're using a borrowed term. Yerokev means do not put the extra money into the pushka, but rather go and throw it away in the Yam HaMelech. And there it will certainly become corroded or rusty or whatever happens to money that goes into the Yam HaMelech. Excuse me. Where do you take this from that there is such a din or such a svara that the extra money from the Chavitin is Yerokev? It's a sign we have a Braisa. Now the Braisa on the surface is difficult to understand. The Braisa says, Moiser Minchas Nedova. Moiser Mincha Yerokev. What is that type of lashon? Moiser mincha sedova, moiser mincha yerokev. My comrade, I don't understand what you just said. So there's a machloikis in the explanation of this price. Amar of Chizda, hachi comrade, moiser minchas choyte nedova. Oh, so the first part, moiser minchas nedova, means throw in the word choyte. If you have extra funds from the minchas choyte, which is the third level of your oil of yoyreid, what do you do with it? That you put into, that goes in the Dova, into a special pushka. Everybody agrees that number 5 is the Minchas Choyte. Put the money in there if you have moise. What is the, so the word Nedova means you leave it for the Kayetz HaMizbech. But now the Braisa continues. It said, Moise Minchas Nedova, and then it says, Moise Mincha Yerokev. What means Moise Mincha? Moise Asiris or Evishal Koyin Godar. Any money which is left over from the Chavitin, then Yerokev, you let it go in rot, you throw into Yam HaMelech, and the same. Now, what's the svara? Why would that be the case? So explains Rashi, because as you know, we started off this whole shtickel today with the Hakdama, that it's related to the drosh of Yehoyod HaKoyin, Kol Abom, Yimoyser Chatas, Yimoyser Asham, then you leave that for Nedava, for Oilois, the Kaitzim Mizbeach. The question is, what does the chavitin have to do with a chet of either chatas or an asham? B'chayre, that's just a korban that the kohen gadol brings every single day, machtisa b'boik, machtisa b'arav, regardless whether he happens to be the greatest kohen gadol ever since Aharon HaKohen, or whether he happens to be a psashvach kohen gadol. They all do the same thing, nothing to do with chet. However, Rashi brings on the fifth line a gemara mesechtes moed katan. The gemara darshens in the words yakriv chatosai. Apparently, these are extra words in the pasuk. It comes to include asiris eifreshal kohen gadol, even though strictly speaking, it's not a chatas. But at least we learn the din of chavitin for various halachas from the words yakriv chatosai. Ah, so since there is an allusion to it as being a chatas, according to Shmuel, that was number six of the six pishkush, which Yehoyada HaKohen said has to be a derivative of a chatas or an asham, so it's a derivative of a chatas. However, Rabbi Yoshia says, even if you learn that these words, Yaakov Chatas, refers to the Asir Sefer Kohen Gadol, it still doesn't get a din chatas. It may get a shem chatas, not a din chatas. If it doesn't get a din chatas, then it is not included in Yehoyada HaKohen, in his drasha of a moisher chatas, and therefore, what are you going to do with it? You can't go and burn it on the base HaDeshen. Rather, you go and yirokev, which means you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So getting back to our Gemara, so that's what he holds with the money of the Chavitin, based on this interpretation of the Braisa of Rav Chisda. But Rabba Omar, no. Afilu Moisir Asir Sefer Kohen Gadol is Namin Adova, because it's called Chatas, even though it's not a Din Chatas, it's called Chatas. Ella, so Ibazoi, so what does it mean in this Braisa when it says that Moisir Yerokev, we said Moisir Mincha Yerokev, he says it's referring to the Moisir of Lachme Toida Yerokev. What happens if you have leftover lachmei toidur, money from the lachmei toida? What are you going to go and do with that? That does not have the dinner. Toida obviously has nothing to do with chait, and nothing to do with asham. It's a thanksgiving present to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much for saving me from whatever disaster. And therefore, now if you have the moiser of those, yerokev, that you do not put into the Nedava Pishka, but rather you let that go, l'sreifa. Look, Yimar a bit plucked on. You should know that this machloikis of Rav Chisda and Rabba as to what you do with the moiser chavitim, in fact, is a machloikis of other amiroim. Where did we see this machloikis elsewhere? Bit plucked on moiser asir saif shokayin gadol, or our case of the chavitim. What do you do with the moiser? Rabbi Yochan Omar Nedava, you put it in the pushkalach Nedava, which therefore would be just like Shmuel, Rabbi Loza Omar, Yerokev, which would be like Rabbi Oishia and like the Mandiyomer, the Rav Chisda, that said by the Chavitim that it goes Yerokev. So you see that there are multiple Ameiroim that have had the same machloikis. What do you do with Moiser Chavitim? Frankly, what a Meisve. Let me ask you a kasha. Moiser Shkoldim, Chulin, or Moiser Asiris, or Eifa, or Moiser Kinei Zovin, the Kinei Zovois, the Kinei Yoldois, the Chatois, the Shomois. Now this is a braisa, and if the braisa is a good, strong braisa, it'll be shver on all of those amiroim that hold otherwise. So we had at least three amiroim that held that asiris official kohen gadol's yerokev. But let's see what it says in this braisa. Moisir shkolim. Moisir shkolim means that a person knows chodesh Adar is about to come, and he puts away shkolim in his drawer. Maybe he has 10 or 12 children, he wants to give a machzis shekel for every one of them, so he stashes away money there in the drawer, figuring, oh, it's going to come Chodesh Adar, he's going to take from that for his machzis shekel, and in fact, Adar comes around, and he sees that he needed altogether 12 machzis shekels, which, let's just say, adds up to 6 shkolim, and he has in the drawer there 8 shkolim, he has, Baruch Hashem, extra money, and then it's chulin, because he wasn't machzis it for a behema, for a karban, for a mincha, for oifois, he set it aside to give his machzis shekel. So therefore, it never gets a shem kedusha on it. So whatever you don't use, chulim, just put back in your wallet or your bank account. Umoiser asiris oifa. Now notice, it just says asiris oifa, and I don't know what this is referring to. The Gemara assumes in the Havamina that this is the asiris oifa shel kohen gadol to which we referred earlier. So that is the chavitin. Umoiser kinei zovin, the kinei zovis, the kinei yoldois. Like we spoke about before, that the zav, the zova, the yeledis, as well as in Metzora Oni. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't bring it, presumably because this is such a rare case, one do Metzora, but it's not that rare because we made a special Pushka for the Moiser Asham Metzora. So obviously we did Cheshman, right? For some reason it's left out in this price. So, but you have now the Moiser, all of those Kinem, and you have Moiser V'chatois V'ashamois. All of them, Moisrayan, the Moisr of all of these are Linedava. Okay, so what's the Kasha? Because we said at the outset, Moisr Asirus Oefa. My love, Moisr Asirus Oefa shall call in Godoy. And therefore the Bryce says expressly that the Moisr goes for the Dava. And you said before, Ye Rokev. And for the Moloy, Moisr Minchas Choite. After all, the words Asirus Oefa are very generic. Asirus Oefa just means that it's an Isaroin. An isorin of flour, right? Vo'oimer asiris o'efahi. So you see from that it's an isorin of flour. Now, isorin of flour could also refer to a menchas nedava. Yeah, but all of these in this brisa were referring to situations other than the takl chadatin, the shkolim. All the rest were referring to chatois vashamais, which is as per Reb Yehoyod HaKoyin that said the moiser chatos moiser ashem. You got to go and bring oilois lekayitz mizbeach. For Nidav. Okay, so therefore he says the Moisar, Sir Saifa, we're not talking about Chavita, we're talking about Menchas Choyte. Menchas Choyte, everybody agrees, Shmuel and Aboisha, that one of the Pushkas was taken for the Moisar Menchas Choyte, therefore no Kasha, no Raya. Amram Nachman Rav Yitzchak. I'm sorry.
All of the Yoreit, what Mincha are we talking about here over the Chote?
Minchas Chote is the third level of the Oil of Yard. Okay. Exactly right. Amram Nachbar of Yitzchak, Mistavik Amad Yom Moiser Asiris O Ifishal Koyin Godol Yerokev. It's Mistaver, like the Mandioma that hold by the Chavitim, it's Yerokev, that it does not go into the Pushka for Moiser, and that in fact we didn't have a Pushka for Moiser Chavitim, but like Ravoshia, we rather had for Moiser Kinim. What's the Rai Desanya? We have a brisa, Shaitan the Pasik, we also mole Hashem, Leitan a little boyna, kichatasi. This is referring to the Minchas Choite. Aha, okay. And therefore, what do I see from this Pasik? Om Reb Yehuda. Why does it say in the Pasik, kichatos he? It could just simply say, Leosom le Hashem, Leitan a little boyna, kichatos, what's up, chatas he? Om Reb Yehuda, he kriyachatos, veinacheres kriyachatos. Dafka, this one has the Shem. And the halacha of a chatas. What halacha? That any moiser you'd go and put, linadava. But there's another guy, do not give that other guy that status of a chatas. Who's the other guy? Liman al asir, saif, shakayin gadol, she'ein akriya chatas. And to show you that it's not called a chatas and that it's distinct from the minchas choite, you don't put on the Shem, you don't put on Levoina, but by the Chavitin, Ut'una Levoina, you do put Levoina on. Amid'eina Kruya Chatas, since the Pasuk said Chatas he, and not the case of the Chavitin, the Moisra would not go into a Pushka Lekai Yitzam is Beach, because the Yod HaKoyin said only those things which have a din of a Chatas. So even though Rashi quoted the Gemara Maseches Moed Katan, that there is at one time a reference to the Chavitim as Yakrif Chatos, right? But it doesn't have a Din Chatos as opposed to a Minchas Choite, which has a Din Chatos. It doesn't have any Levoina, etc. So it's an interesting, if you look at the Rashi, Rashi starts three lines from the bottom of the Umud. You see there's two dots in the middle of the Rashi. Umid L'gabi Levoina, Leslie Din Chatos. Since L'gabi Levoina, you do put Levoina on the Chavitin, even though you don't put Levoina on the Minchas Choite. So it doesn't have a Din Chatos. L'gabi Moiser Nami, Leslie Din Chatos. So Zuk Rashi, this sounds very much like a briska Torah. The Avagab, the Ikri Chatos, it's called Chatos, because Rashi in the fifth line brought from the Sechus Moit, Kotin Yakrif Chatos, Ezu Asir Seifa. It has a name of Chatos. Abalav din chatas isla, but it doesn't have a din of chatas. Din matalomi aikra, because we have the pasuk chatas he. Beloi the ein acheres kriya chatas, and that comes to exclude the.
Your kind of like a chatas shemesa. Yeah, it's exactly. Ironic. It's ironic that the thing that does not have a name chatas has the parallel to chatos mesos, and the thing that does have the name chatas, the moser goes to the double kaisam is bad.
But then it's like any other chatas, and like any other usher. Anyway. Bottom line is, we have a machloikis the gabi the chavitin, And we continue on to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is very similar to the earlier Mishnayos in terms of what do you have in mind and what do you have to give and what do you have to bring, etc., as we will see. Zok the Mishnah, Shor ze oila v'nistayev. Imrotza yovi bedomav shnayim. Shnei shvorim elu oila v'nistayevu. Rotza yovi bedomehen echad. V'rebi oisa. What is this all about? Now, you see that the Mishnah starts off by saying, I designated a shor as an oila v'nistayev. V'nistayev means it became a balmum. Usually the word v'nistayev means it became Tomei, but you recall a few days ago in the Gemara we had that when the Torah talks about a balmum, it refers to Behemah HaTmeya. So even though the Behemah HaTmeya, normally there it's referring to a non-kosher animal, but you see at least that there is some sort of not only correlation, but it's almost synonymous, Tomei and balmum. And here what we're referring to in our Mishnah is, you're not going to say that a shor became Tomei, because a Baal Chaim doesn't become Tamei. Rather, what we're referring to is that it became a Baal Mum, and therefore you cannot bring it for a carbon. Now,
we always use that term.
Achistai was actually saying that's the same one. Okay, beautiful. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Now, the Mishnah says, Shor ze oilav nistayev. It didn't have to be Roy Achistayev, it was Takin nistayev. Very good. Imrotza, if he wants to now, he obviously cannot bring this Shor, the oilav, because it's a balmum. Imrotza, if he wants to, yomi bedam v'shnayim, go and be poid to the animal, take the money, and don't use it to go and buy another single animal. You can if you want to, but if you want, you can go and bring two. In other words, they sold the shor and you got $500. Instead of using the $500 to buy a brand new shor, you use it to go and buy two shvarim for $250 each. Says the Mishnah, that's perfectly okay. Imratzi yavi bedam of shnayim. And the Mishnah even says the reverse. Shnei shvarim elu oila v'nistavu. He designated two animals and they both became bali mumen. He takes now, he sells them, he takes the money. Rotz if he wants, yavi demein echad. He can go and bring even one. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi disagrees. Now, this Mishnah on the surface would seem to be at odds with the Mishnah that we had yesterday. Why? How is it at odds? Because if you go back to Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, you see the last six lines or so in the Mishnah. Shor bimana, vehevi shnayim bimana. He said, I'm going to go and bring a shor worth a mana. And guess what happens? After he changed his mind, and he brought two for a mana. Two for the price of one. So the one mana cost the $100, the 100 shkolim, and not 100 shkolim, 100 dinarim, and now he's bringing two for 100 dinarim, 50 dinarim each. Loyotza, no good, no good. Then skip down to three lines later, godel vehevi cotton. He said, I'm going to go and bring a godel, and he brought a cotton. In other words, I'm going to bring a shor, and he brought an egel. Loyotza, no good. However, cotton vehevi godel, he says, I'm going to go and bring an egel. And then after he brought a godel, he brought a shor, and then we had a machloikas. Tanakam holds yotza, yesh b'chol masayim mana, and Rabbi says lo yotza. Now in our Mishnah, here it says, once you went and you appointed it, you can take from one and make it two, you can take from two, you can make it one, which is l'choyre, like the case of godel v'hevi cotton, cotton v'hevi godel, and our Mishnah says, yeah, it's all fine, until Rabbi says, osir. But by the case of godel v'hevi cotton, everybody agreed in our Mishnah, lo yotza. Yet in our Mishnah says, yeah, no problem, you can take one and make it two, you can take two, you make it one.
Wasn't it double or neither?
Okay, so Barry's already telling us the answer. We're going to have this on the Amud Beis, that there's a fundamental difference between the previous Mishnah and our Mishnah. The previous Mishnah is talking about, he said, shor b'mana alai. Alai means he has a chrayis, it's a neder. What happens if this shor flies the coop, that's not an appropriate term. Gmachda pleita, what do you do with that? And then you take the money and you have to replace it with a shor b'mana. And even if you didn't have an initial shor b'mana, you go into the store, the shor is now down to 80 dinarim, you gotta go and pay a shor b'mana. That's what you took upon yourself as olai, that was your neder. Our Mishnah over here is now talking about that he said shor ze. Shorzem means he makes it a nedava. What's the nafkamina between a neder and a nedava? Whether you have a chrayis or not. Normally by nedava, if it machta pleita, then you don't have to go and replace it. Why? Because I didn't say I take upon myself on my shoulders to go and bring a carbon oila. I said this carbon, this behemoth is going to be a carbon oila. So if it runs away, then you're off the hook. Here, however, we don't have a case of a behema running away. Here we have a behema that's still here, but it became a palmon. Therefore, since it did not have a status of a neder, it only had a status in the dove, as I said, harizeh, now that it gets a mum, the truth of the matter is I don't have to go and worry about the original animal as if it had run away. I don't have to worry about this animal. Now it becomes a balmum. But what do I do? Since this animal was infused with Kedusha, I designated to go and bring as a carbon. It became a balmum. I'm going to be poided. I'm going to take the money. What am I going to use the money for? To go and replace it and bring a carbon. But it doesn't have to be the same type of animal that I started off with the first time, because I didn't say Hare Alai Shar or Shar Bimana. I just said Hare Zeh. This animal should be Kadosh. Now that this animal, unfortunately, has become a balmum, and I cannot bring it as a carbon, I take the money, and I can use the money to buy a replacement carbon. The replacement carbon doesn't have to be a single shor. I can use it to bring two shvarim. In fact, in the Gemara, we're going to even talk about, could you use it and switch and use it for two elim? We'll see Metchem in the Gemara and the Amidei.
Someone said you can't be too sure, but sometimes you can't.
You can't be too sure about these things. You can't be too sure. Very good. We start the mission again. It was an oila, and it became a balmum. Imrata, if he wants to, Yavav Bedamav, when he gets the money back, what is he going to do with that money? He could go and do one replacement shor, but if he wants, he can bring two. Shtayim. And the same thing if he designated two Shnei Shvarim, Eilu, Oilu, and Estav, they became Balimum, can't bring them. Now you're going to be pointed, you have the money, what are you going to do with the money? Ratzi Yavi Demein Echad, or you can bring Shnayim, no problem. So the Gemara is going to say that these cases are identical, at least synonymous with the Godel Vehevi Cotton and the Cotton Vehevi Godel. However, as we'll see in Mir Tashem and the Yomid Beis, there is a little bit of an ahapachu. What is an ahapachu? That the two shvarim, even though in terms of value, presumably in terms of size, are smaller than the big shor, because you're saying for the same value of that shor, let's assume it was a mana, now he took it and he was poyed to the animal because it became a balmum, he could buy two. So the choyde, that's a case of you start off with a godel, the heavy cotton. However, the Gemara is going to say on the Amid Beis, when you're bringing two instead of one, by definition, that is the godel. The singular animal is only one, and even though the two shvarim are lesser in value, each one separately, but together they're considered to be more valuable than the single, even though in terms of the dumav they're exactly the same. But the fact that you bring two is a chashivas more than the one, and therefore that would be the godel. So the first case of the Mishnah, shor zeh, singular shor, it became the stayv, and you brought two, that's like a situation of a cotton the heavy godel. And in fact, the Gemara is going to say, well, the cotton the heavy godel we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Omer lo yatza. So why didn't Rebbe say Oyser in this case? And the Gemara is going to say that the Rebbe Oyser on line 3 of the Mishnah, in fact, is going on both cases. The Shor is the Oyl Men Estayim, Rati Vav, Yav, Shnei Shvarim, Yav, Shnayim, Rebbe Oyser. Shnei Shvarim, Eilu, Oyl Men Estavu, Rebbe Oyser. We're going to talk about this more as we get into it. Very good. Oh, so the Gemara, in fact, explains your kasha. Why in the first Mishnah says Katan Vehevi Godel Yatzer Rabbi Yomer Lo Yatzer, and here it says Rabbi Oyser? And the answer is because since in the earlier Mishnah we were talking about a lie, which is a neder, if the person says, I hereby solemnly take upon myself to bring a katan, an eger, and what did he do after that? He brought a godel. Says Rabbi Lo Yatzer, because his neder, listen to what he had to say. He says, I'm going to bring an eger. You gotta bring an eagle. You want to bring a shor, a godel, because it's tight. But you're not yoitzi, you're neither of bringing the cotton. When you say specifically, I'm going to go and bring a cotton, you gotta bring a cotton. And if you didn't, it's lo yotze. Here in the case of Harizu, which is only in a dover, he doesn't have a chrayis for it. So the original animal, whether it was a cotton or whether it was a godel, now that it became a balmug, I use the money now to replace it. Now I can replace it with as many animals as I want. I can replace it with one or replace it with two. Says Rabbi, no, don't do that. Why shouldn't you do that? Me ikra din, Rabbi agrees you can, because it's only a nedav, it's not a neder, and if you can replace it with one animal, two animals, it doesn't make a difference. However, he's afraid that people are going to go and make a mistake, and they're going to say, oh, if in the case of the Nedava you can go and switch it from 1 to 2 or 2 to 1, so probably a Neder is the same thing. After Neder and Nedava, they're both things that you're voluntarily donating to the base. I mean, is it really a different? Neder starts over Nun Dalet. Nedava starts over Nun Dalet. They come out the same. So therefore, that could lead to massive confusion among the masses. And therefore, the Rebbe says, even though it's an Ikra Din, you're right, you could, but Besser Az Nisht. So you look at the way, and the Rashi all the way in the bottom, see all the way, the last Rashi, Bill, Rebbe Oysel Lechatchil, don't do it. Avim Hevi Yotza, Kim the Omer Zeh, Ein Echai Bachri Yusai, since we're talking about a Zeh, not a Neder, but a Nedava, really, Me Ikra Din, yes, you could switch from 1 to 2, 2 to 1. Says Rebbe, stay away, Lechatchil, you don't want to have confusion.
Either way, you got three times size.
Good. Okay. Good. And we continue on. Ayil ze oila v'nistayv. He said that this ayil should be of an oila, and it became a balmum. Imratzi yavi bedam of keves. In other words, we're going to go and take the money. He doesn't have to buy dafkan ayil. He can go and buy a keves. Or fakert. Originally, he was makdish a keves. Ze oila v'nistayv imratzi yavi bedam of ayil. Again, this is mamish, the same case of the cotton and godel the cotton. Says Rabbi Oyser, again, mitzad ikra, then you could use it because it's only in a dover and not a neder, but because of the potential for confusion, says Rabbi, stay away, lechatchila, b'diavad, yoyot. Zok yetzigmar. Vo'amris, a lot of what we have just explained in the Mishnah is really in the Gemara. Fakim of Amis Reisha, Shar b'mana vehi mishnayim b'mana lo yotza. That was the Mishnah of Kufzayin of his face. Right? I'm going to bring a Shar b'mana, and he brought two for a mana, not yotza. Yet you see in our Mishnah, he's poisoned, and he can go and bring two animals instead of one. And for the Gemara, Shar zeministayiv shani, because since it wasn't an olai, there was no achrayis, it was only in a hari ze, which is only in a dova, and it became now a balmum. Okay, now you do with the money whatever you want. See, look at the Rashi at the top of the Amud. Zeh v'nistayiv shani. The key in the Amud, zeh akriv oila. I'm going to go and bring this behemoth for another. V'nistayiv, and it became a balmum. Ozele nidre. I no longer have a neder nedava. I'm off the hook. The zeh lo matzil amikra. It's impossible. I'll bring this behemoth to the Beis Hamikdash and say, Kehanim, please bring it. And they'll say, Mister, it has a balmum. Can't you tell? I know, but I have no choice. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told me if I say it, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmor, I made this into an oila, I gotta bring it. They tell him what you gotta do is you gotta be poide it. So what am I gonna do, poide? What am I gonna do with the money? You come back with the money, and then Mitchin an Aitza. We'll figure it out. Figure it out means you'll either replace it with one behemoth, you'll replace it with two behemoths, because this is not a neder, it's only a dove. Avahosam in the first case, in the first Mishnah, Diyam Harlai Shor B'mana. No, if you that shor b'mana, if the whether that earlier shor exists or doesn't exist, he didn't even have to point to any shor. He just took upon himself, I'm going to bring a shor b'mana. He's got to bring a shor b'mana. Even if he buys a shor b'mana and it becomes a balmum, mister, you got to go and get another. You have to be makar a shor b'mana because that's a neder where he has a chreis. Okay, we continue on the Mishnah. Shnei Shvarim Elu Oila Vinistavu. That was the second case in the Mishnah. Started with Shnei Shvarim. Rotzi Yovim Demeh Mechem. They want you to bring one. For Rabbi Oysa, Rabbi said, no good. Pray Timara, my timer. Why did Rabbi say Oyser? Mishem Dehavali Godol Vehevi Koton. Because it was originally a Godol. How is originally a Godol? Because he had Shnei Shvarim. Shnei Shvarim, two are considered to be like the Godol, even though in price, each one individually is worth less, and even though each one presumably was much smaller, maybe it was two egels for one shor, or whatever it is, nevertheless, it has a standard status of the godel. Like the next Rashi, second line, the godel v'hevi katan, shebechol mokim, now line number three, chol mokim shnayim chashuv miyachat, v'afil shnayim shavim. That's a general, generic rule everywhere. Two is more chashuv than one, even though in value those two are worth the same as the single. Aha. So Ibazoi, Zokti Gemara, in this case of the Shnei Shvarim is a case of a godoil, the heavy cotton, the Aval Gavd Nistayev, even though we're talking about a situation where it was a Harizeh, where it was not an olai achrayis, a neder was only an adava, and it became a balmum. So lechayda, what's the issue? What's the problem? At this case, even Rebbe should hold that there's no issue. Lechatchila leishar Rebbe. Now says Rebbe, lechatchila don't bring it because of that potential confusion with the olai and the ze. And they, on the surface, appear to be the same din. So he said, no, no. So therefore, lechatchila. But in the evidence, if you did it, it's good. So for Eik Tigmara, for Lifling Nami Bereisha, why shouldn't Rebbe argue in the Reisha as well? What was the Reisha case? The Reisha case is the Cotton Vehevi Gadol. Well, how was it Cotton Vehevi Gadol? Because initially he said one, and now he's bringing two, and we just said now one against two is a Cotton Vehevi Gadol. And in the Mishnah we said Cotton Vehevi Gadol by Rebbe Oymer Lo Yatza. So why doesn't Rebbe argue on that case as well? And for the Gemara, Rebbe Akula Milza Balig. He's arguing on both cases, both the cotton davy godel, godel davy cotton, both exactly the same. Rebbe was a person of great sensitivity to other and to respect other individuals, and therefore, when the other person said something, he didn't mean to. He's okay. Let him finish what he has to say. Give him a little patience, a little gedul. See, a person of nobility
and compassion.
And compassion, exactly. So the way that when the other, are you done, my? Oh, now that you're done, let me tell you, I hold in both cases that it's awesome. Now, how do you know that this is the real pshat? Hey, don't bring your raya. Diktoni, go back to the mission again in the Omer Aleph. Ayil ze oila v'nistayv. So the ayil obviously is the godel in this case compared to the keves. So the ayil ze oila v'nistayv, rotzi yovi bedom of keves. Then if you want to, you can bring a keves instead. Obviously, it's got to be the same value. So presumably, this was somewhat of a scrawny ayil, and this was a feta keves. So the keves had the same value as the ayil. So you have a dumb of kevis. Or kevis eli oil v'nistayv, rotzi yovi b'dum of ayil. Now, what is the second case over here? The second case is the case of the cotton, the heavy godoil. That was the case of our Mishnah back yesterday, cotton baby godoil. Rebbe said in that case, lo yotza. Here he says oiser, like it says of Rebbe oiser. And that, in fact, was the first case of the Mishnah. What was the first case of the Mishnah? That he wanted to, he started off with a shor echad. That is the cotton. He used the money to go and buy the godoil. So we said that Rebbe argues on that case as well, even though it doesn't save the fetish. But I have a raya now for the second part of the Mishnah, because the second part of the Mishnah, the final case is that he was makdish a keves, and now afterwards nistayv, he went and brought the godoil ayil. Says Rebbe, no matunish, cotton baby godoil is no good. So that's the first case of our Mishnah. The cotton, he started off with one shvar, and now he wants to bring two shvarim. So Rashi said, oh, throughout Shas, one against two, two is more choshuv. So Ibazoi, you see that Rebbe Taka argues. So he argues in that case as well. The reason why he didn't interfere in the middle, because he wanted to go and show respect from this noble, great Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Shmamina. Okay, so now we get to the question that we touched on in the Mishnah. Iboilu, we said you can go and switch two shvarim for one shvar. What about mimina lemina mai? So Rashi says it's talking about a case, he had shor zel oila, v'nistayiv, instead of bringing two shvarim, he wants to bring two elim. Is that also okay? It's Toshiman. Shor zel oila v'nistayiv, lo yom v'dom of ayil, one ayil nish, of maybe dom of beis elim, dus yot, two elim we can. We're going to see in a moment what the reason is. Rashi says, the lo yom v'dom of ayil, the cotton who yoisim idai. Okay, here, a big shor. You're going to bring the small aisle. Eps. I'm sorry.
Big shor couldn't fit down the aisle.
Anyway, Aviyavi Damashnaelim. So, what do we see from this brisa? Shor is the oila. In the style of the Yavidav aisle, maybe Vidav base aisle. So, I see very clearly that you can go switch Mamina Lamina. Just like in the Mishnah says, from one shor, you can buy two. Baby shvarim or young shvarim, smaller shvarim, whatever. Here too, instead of one shor, you can go and buy two elim. Okay, so we push it our shayla. For Rabbi Oyser, why does Rabbi Oyser lefisha ain bila? Bila? Bila, isn't that a concept dealing with mincha? What does it have to do with a shor or with an ayil? I don't know.
Yeah, but
it's
different. It's juicier.
Yeah.
Juicier for a for a keves than for
what you're saying is correct.
But island par is the same.
They're on par, right? You're supposed to say they're on par.
It's two Lugan per cello.
Yes, exactly. Oh, wow. It's 2-1 ratio. So there's no difference between the shore and the isle. What you're saying is correct. Here we're not talking about the quality of the mixture. Here we're talking really about the quantity. What do you mean the quantity? Says Rashi, because if you were to go and bring just one oila, how many minchas esachims are you going to go and bring? One minchas esachim. But if you're going to bring two aisles, then you're going to have to bring two minchas esachims. That's what he means when he says lefisha ein bila. You can't mix them together. Even though the animals you can go in lechayr, makes no difference. When it comes to the mincha, you're going to have one, and here you're going to have two. Now, when he says ein bila, it doesn't really mean literally mixing them. It means to go and say, since you cannot mix together two minchas esachims, even if they happen to be the same consistency in terms of the ratios. But you're not supposed to do that. If b'diavad, if they got mixed together, then you can go and say they have the same ratio. But avadi, you're not supposed to look at chilah. So therefore, because here by the shore, you have a single minchas esachim, and by the two elim, you're going to have two minchas esachim, which you cannot mix. That's the reason why you cannot go and switch it from the shore to the elim. But Shema Mino, says Yimara, we see according to the Tanakama that you can mix from a shore to elim, not only like it says in the Mishnah, shore to shvarim, but even shore to elim, so we've been pointed that. And l'choyre, even according to Rebbe holds me'ikr d'dina, you would be able to, but you have a problem with your minchas esachim, and that's why you can't do it. Besides the fact that Rebbe's oyser, even by one shore, to make it into two shvarim, because of the gzeira or to the olai mit the zeh, the neder mit the nedova, but he's saying, besides that, I have a problem. Here you have one mincha, you have two nesachim. Shema mina. Freitimara. Once we're going and saying that you can switch mimina lemina according to the Tanakhama, why does he say you can only do it one shore for two elim? Ihochi my iriatreya filichad nami, the hobin is taif. The Rabbanon Leishan Aluhu Bein Kodol Lekaton. According to Rabbanon, there's no difference between even one shor to two shvarim, or two shvarim to one shor. We said, that doesn't make a difference. Cotton, Godel, Godel, Cotton. So that being the case, why don't we say the same thing, Legabi, the shor, with one aisle? Why can't you go and switch it? After all, he holds Mimina Lemina, you're allowed to, because one shor for two aisle, he says, is fine. But we're assuming that the monies is not the issue. In other words, that the values are all the same. So, Ibazoi, why can't you go and switch a shor for an ayil? And for the Gemara, you're right. Then in the Rabbanan itself, there were two groups as to what the Rabbanan held in such a situation of going from a shor to a singular ayil. One man, the Amr, said, you can't do that. You're going from Godel to Cotton. So the other man, the Amr, since Lamina Lamina is Mutter, and since we're not talking about Olais, we're talking about Zez, no problem, you can go and even switch from one Shor to one Ayil. But our Mishnah doesn't hold that. You see, the Mishnah talks about Tzvei Elim. You see that Raisa says two Elim. Oh, so the Machloik is what the Halach is, whether you can go and switch from a Godel to a Cotton, L'chadchila, or not.
But isn't it sort of like a Zoyan, you're downgrading, it seems? You're giving a lesser value?
So let's go back to the previous Mishnah. Godel the heavy cotton lo yotza, cotton the heavy godel yotza. The Tanakhama says if it's a cotton heavy godel, no problem. These are two separate. So you're going to tell me, yeah, this is small and this is big. You're allowed to. However, what our Gemara said is the gabizeh, these rules don't apply. Because we're not talking about a situation over here, mitanachrais, we said, I'm going to bring a godel, and I'm going to bring a cotton. He just said, harizeh, you. So now, since that you, that animal, unfortunately, it's a shor, it's not a you, I understand. Right. Anyway.
Whatever you say.
Anyway, so after that shor, or that ayil, or that kevis, whatever, it became now nistayiv, so now it's disqualified, I take the money. With the money, I can use it to go and buy one or two, whatever amount, it makes no difference. Because this is no longer...
You say the optics don't look that good.
Oh, exactly.
What did you say, Shai?
You said the optics
don't look good.
When you're going from one look big shor...
A nice shor to it.
Well, that's the sense of the Rashi before. Rashi says, kotnu hu yoysim midai, you know, to go and take a godel ashor and make it into an ayum, it's cotton, it's a bissel tzivainik. But two is okay. So we see bottom line is min lamina is shari.
The money of all these olos, we're all talking about olos, not shlomim. The
right.
money of all these olos
right.
is trapped in the animal.
Right.
And when that money, if there's a change in price or it gets a mum, whatever it is, we say it either goes directly into another korban or it goes into one of those shofars we talked about yesterday and earlier today. It's bothering me because if someone says, I have a shore and now I buy... two eagles, two young animals. That,
yeah.
What was he supposed to do? So he takes a shore. If he can't get a shore, the money's going to go, all of it, to Olos. All going to Olos anyway. Why are we...
There's a distinction in the fact pattern. The case of yesterday, which we spoke about at the beginning of the share, is talking about he set aside money, lamush to buy carbon, a shore. He said, I'm going to bring a shore. And I'm going to whatever it's going to cost.
And he got lucky; it was on sale.
Oh, so he set aside $500 because that's the standard. He's been buying shore for oilers and shore. Yes, he's been doing this for years and years. Always cost $500.
But if he has one calf and one calf, he has one hole.
Anyway, so he comes to the store, and the store, they tell him, you didn't hear, Baruch Hashem, there's been a Nisrabu, Shmorim, B'Yisrael, and now it's down to $400. Oh, great. So I now he saved myself $100. What do I do with $100? I gave it for a purpose. I was makdish it for purposes of buying. As kedushas is dumb, obviously not kedushas is a goof. Can't put it on the mizbeach. But I was makdish it for purposes of buying a shor for my carbon. What do I do with the extra $100? Put it into the moiser basket or the moiser pushka, the shofar for the moiser oilois. Moiser oilois doesn't apply. Here we're talking about
chatzim. Like, this is also kind of like moiser because you have the value underlying the animal. As it were, is now freed and removed and available.
What do I have to do with it? I have to use it now for kedusha purposes.
Right. So it goes. So let it go to the shofar. Let it collect, sweep up with the shofars of the other olos.
So we go back to Yoyada Koyin. The Yoyada Koyin says that these shofars are only meant for moiser chatas and moiser asham, but not for
moiser asham. But ultimately, though, they're brought as olos.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Well, they set it aside for olos. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, now we're up to Rabbi Oysa Lefisha Ein Bila. In other words, here's only one mincha, here's two menachas. Time Ein Bila, Hoyesh Bila, Shari. If that wasn't a concern, there would be mutter. But Tanan, Ayil Za Oylev Nistayv, Rotzi Yavi Bedamav Keves, Keves Za Oylev Nistayv, Yavi Bedamav Ayil. Over here, we don't have a situation of menachas. And what does Rebbe say in both of those cases, from Ayil to Keves and Keves to Ayil, for Rebbe Oyser? Why would Rebbe Aser? Here's no Bila problem of that the original carbon was one mincha and now it's down to two, or it was originally two and now it's up to one, or it's really forget, that one and now it went up to two, original was two and went down to one. After all, it's exactly the same thing. It's a different type of mincha sesachim, maskim. But the same mincha sesachim, one here and there's a mincha sesachim. So, if the svar is because of bila and ein bila, that lechoyer, that doesn't make sense in this context. If it's one behemoth for another behemoth, and but you want to know trei tanoi valiv the rabbi, then in fact in Rebbe himself there was a machloikas tanom what Rebbe would hold in the case of a keves mit an oilim mit a keves where you don't have a bila consideration and the money was exactly the same. Am I goyzer or am I not goyzer? Or to the olai situation where if I allow over here from a kevis to an aisle or an aisle to a kevis, I'm not allowed to do that by neder. By nedov, I can do it me ikker hadin. So what does Rebbe? When is Rebbe machmer? When is Rebbe not machmer? According to one man, the yomah Rebbe is always machmer. The other man, the yomah said no. Only if it's switching from one animal to two, because then you have the problem of multiple minchas esochim as opposed to just one, and then in bila. Okay, so that was the gabe. If the animals were all this whole mishnah and this whole discussion was all based on that they were nistaif. Nistaif means became a balmum. Now says the mishnah or the brisa, the continuation of this brisa, ubet tahirim. Tahirim again is the term is a little bit inappropriate. What he really means, if it's a tam, it did not become a balmum. Ego behavi par. Keves vehevi ayil, yotza, even though you made a switch from an eagle to a par, a keves to an ayil, your yotza, stomach rabbanan. Because rabbanan hold that if you started off with a cotton and you gave a godel, you said eagle, yet b'chal masayimana. But of course, according to Rabbi would disagree, because Rabbi holds nishosayim. Okay, right. Ratzi yovi bedom of base. Omer Menashe Bar Zvid, Omer Rav, Lo Shono Li Omer Shor Ze Oyla, Av Omer Shor Ze Olai Oyla. Ooh, that's already Hukva. What means Hukva? That means he took upon himself Achrayas. This is, after all, a hybrid. By saying Shor Ze, it's an Adava. When you're saying Olai, that means it's a Nader. So, which one is it?
I mean, obviously. It's both.
So the Chori, it's both. So Zoktimara Hukva, it has a status like a Hari Olai and Achrayas, and therefore it would be Toilatak in the Machloikis of Rabbanan and Rebbe, whether you're Yotze, Lo Yotze, it wouldn't be a question of Lechatchila B'dievet, Oyser, no, Tak, it would be Yotze, Lo Yotze, because according to, if this is a full-fledged Neder, according to Rebbe, if you make any switches from anything to anything, whether it's cotton to God or God to the other, Lo Yotze. Frey Timara, why are you jumping to conclusions that the Olai changes this from a Nedava to a Neder? He just means to say is, this Shor is an Oyla. Yeah, but the Shor doesn't know on its own to go to the Beis Hamikdash, especially if I live in Tel Aviv. How is it going to get to the Beis Hamikdash? Don't worry, I'm going to take care of all expenses, all transportation.
Wow. And the Neder is on delivering it, not on the animal.
Exactly. So that being the case, why do you automatically say that Olai means Achrayas to change this into a Neder? Says, you want to know, you're right. That's clear. Nedava shor ze. Uinami omer shor ze olai oila. Also nedava nedava. Aval omer shor ze vidom of olai. This shor, and just in case this shor gets lost or because it becomes a nistayev or whatever, the dom of olai, I'm on the hook for this shor, whichever way you look at it. So now you cannot say that this olai is referring to lavioi. He means taka olai achrayis. Okay, if that's the case, vidom olai oila. Halacha is, and it's hukva, then a taka becomes not just an adava, it becomes a neder, and therefore, if you don't bring it, or if you don't take the money and bring another carbon, then you are hukva, you're going to be over on your neder, and if you change it from gadol to cotton to cotton, then depending on the machloikis in the Mishnah of yesterday, it'll be either yotza, lo yotza, if you hold like the Tanakama, or ready. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Zukti Mishnah Vaita, very simple Mishnah. Imer echad mikvasai hegdish. Or echen mishvarai hegdish. The person has, assuming make it easy, he has two kvasim, or he has two shvarim, and he says one of them is hegdish. Well, you lishnai. So what do you do? Hagadol shebehen hegdish, whichever is the greater in terms of value, that'll be the hegdish. Because since he didn't specify, then you have to go to the maximum. The Gemara is going to go and say that our Mishnah holds Makdish b'ayin yofim Makdish, and since he didn't go and expressly say which one, then he has to do the best. However, says the Mishnah, what happens if he didn't have two? He had three. Shloisha beinoni shebem hegdish. Then the middle guy, he's the one that's hegdish, not the most valuable, not the least, the one in the middle. Well, what's this for over here? So Gemara is going to say lechoira, he holds it hegdish makdish bayin raw makdish, and you don't go all the way to the top. You take the second. But the Gemara is going to say, and that then it would be a steer.
Right. First Reisha,
Ayin Yafin. And Yafin, it's Ayin Ra. So Gemara is going to ask that as soon as we get to Gemara, so don't be too nervous, Mitch, I'm going to address that. Pirashi v'ini yedea ma pirashi. O isha omali abba v'ini yedea ma. Either he's saying, I was mafarish, one of my kvasim, or one of my shvarim, but I don't remember which one. So it's not like the Reisha where he said, echem li kvasai. I designated which one. I have two kvasim, two special guys. One's a bigger, one's smaller. And I said which one. I just don't remember. What did I say? Or Abba, before his passing, or before he went to on a flight to Israel, whatever, he left me a bunch of kvasim, and he told me which one. And I don't remember which one he asked me to go and bring for the carbon. What's it in? Agadosh Mehegdish, again, because of this Makdish Ba'in Yofa Makdish type of swara, you have to do the best. Zoktimar. Almai, see from the first case when you have Echod Mishnayim, Hagodol Shebehen, Makdish Bayin Yofa Makdish. Ema Sefer, Beinli Shebehen Hegdish. So make up your mind, Alma Makdish Bayin Roa Makdish. And Betoch Kedei Dibur, he's changing his halach. Oma Shmuel, no. Choshen Af Lebeinene. Legabi Koten Ayin Yofahu. It's not that we're saying that the Beinene is the one that's Kodosh to the exclusion of the better one or the worse one. Mm-hmm. No, that we just mean that have to be noivis that he meant taka the benini. Why? Because the Tanakama holds Makdish behind Yofa Makdish, always buying Yofa. However, when you're taking two and three, comparing 2 to 3, that's also Bayin Yofa. Because if you would say Bayin Ra, I could have given number 3. The fact that he says, I hold Bayin Yofa, at the minimum, he has to give the Beinani. But it's only Choyshishin. So what does that mean, Choyshishin? Hey, Chiyovit, tell me in dollars and cents. What do you mean, bottom line? Amr Pchi Barab, I'll tell you. Mamten loy at Shiyumam, Umochel in the Kedusha, I'll say, Big God oil. Ah, what you do is the following. He was only Makdish, one of them. I just don't know which one. Right? He said, in the ratio it said, Ho'imer Echon Mikvasai, or Echon Mishvarai, and he had 3 of them. So now I have 3 Kvasim, and I was Makdish, one of them. So which one was I Makdish? So you could go and say, no, Makdish buying Yofa Makdish, he certainly meant the first one. No, he could have meant the second one as well, because the second one is also buying Yofa, because he didn't want to go and give the third one. So how do you work it out? Mamten, you wait, achi yumam, until the Beinani gets a mum. What do you have to do with an animal that gets a mum? You have to go and be mechalit, you have to be pointed. Big Godol. The Godol was, assuming that the Godol was not the one that he was Makdish the Beinani, so just go and be Mechalel, the Mois, the Kedush of the Beinani, onto the Godol. And if it turns out that in fact he was Makdish the Godol, so then you didn't have to Mechalel the Beinani in the first place, because the Beinani never became. Only one of the two became Kodesh, not both. To go and make sure that I'm going to bring the Godol, I'm choishish for the Beinani. Wait until the Beinani goes and gets a mum. Then Michal did on the Godol. And then the mum of Shos, the Godol will be either because it had the initial Kedusha, or it has the secondary Kedusha, the derivative Kedusha, by being Michal, the Beinani, onto the Godol. So that's all the Mishnah meant. Amr Nachman Amr Vavur. Lo Yishonu, this whole discussion that you're saying that Echem Mikvasei, Echem Mishvarei, then you're saying Agodol Sheben Hegdish. Lo Yishonu, the Omar Echem Mishvarei Hegdish. Omar Shor Mishvarei Hegdish. He didn't say Echem Mishvarei. He said Shor Mishvarei Hegdish. Then Agodol Sheben Hegdish. Then there's nothing to talk about. You don't have to worry about Beinanis. He certainly meant the best of the best. He meant the elite of the elite. And that's why he said Shor Mishvarei. Without this man, the without Rav Nachman Rav Avuah, I would have said Shor Mishvar is the same thing. One Shor among many of my Shor. He said, no. When you use the term Shor Mishvarai, he's trying to go and say the exceptional Shor among all my Shvarim, and therefore, according to everybody, he wouldn't have to worry about Beinanis. Hagodosh Ben Hegdish, that's what he meant.
An excellent one.
Very good. It's such an excellent point. The Gemara repeats it again. Tor b'teroi k'amar. He means today, the most elite of all of my shvar. Pray tomorrow, Amy, is that really true? V'om ravunam rabchia mishmei de'ula ho'imar l'chaveira bayis b'beisai ani moichalach. I have to be a real estate owner, and I have 3, 4, 5 batim. I'm selling you bayis b'beisai, or b'beisai, one house of all of my holdings. Now the guy paid for it, and they closed on it. And somewhat foolishly, he never went to take a look at it. Mareyu Aliyah, he can go and show him the Aliyah. Aliyah means the second cheaper, floor or the attic, one. Which right. By definition is cheaper because everybody likes to be able to go on the same level, the same floor. Of course, today, if you can go in a high 12th floor and then you have the scenery, you can see the Hudson River, you can see the whole skyscraper. That's not how people thought in the good old days.
Two stories,
yeah, very good. So here the Aliyah is stuck on the second story, and this was worth less than the first story. And so therefore the Gemara says, but Ali can give him the worst. But you just said now, Shorish Mushvarai, that's the best. And now you're saying Baisi is the least. After Malam Yishim Degriya, isn't it because it's considered to be worse? The word Aliyah over here doesn't mean the attic. The word Aliyah means the best. And therefore that would be consistent with what we said before. When you say Bayis Babesi, you gotta give them the best one of them, the Me'ula, the Shenst, and the best. That's not gonna be the final word on this, but that's what the Gemara says.
This is Hedjin, this is Hegdish.
That's essentially what the Gemara is gonna say in the Amud Aleph. We're gonna see that shortly. Frank Dwar Maisrei Shor Bishvarai Hegdish. I have 2 cases over here. The first case is Shor Bishvarai. That's what we're talking about. Yep. And then you have Shor Shul Hegdish and it's Arab Acherim. Separate story. One Shor of Hegdish got mixed into 5 or 10 other Shvarim, which were Chulin. Hagodol Shaben Hegdish. The Godol is, he is the Hegdish. The Kulin, but since I have a suffix, which one is the Shor Shul Hegdish? Kulin Yimachal Tzorche Oilois. Wait until they get Mumim, sell them all, not for Torchi Oilos probably means you don't even wait for the mum. Just sell all the rest of them to people that require bringing an oiloi. So therefore, all of them, even if theoretically that was it wasn't this gadol, but a third one, a fifth one, that was the one that was the original shor shel hegdish. We're going to bring that for a shor for as well. No problem. But the main chulin, if you were to go and sell them and get money, the money would be chulin because we're using the actual animals themselves. In other words, we go, we put up a big sign in Bismedish, anybody that wants to go and bring a carbon oil, I have a whole bunch of animals which are available. So you sell them to tzorchei oilis, the word tzorchei means like tzorchei,
people who need
oilis, yeah, the domain will now be chulin. Why will it be chulin? Because it's not a real pidyon, it's just I don't know which one is which, so to be on the safe side. Everyone should be brought oilis, but Lamas, only one of them was the real shoshal hegdish. So all of them are going to be brought. So you don't have to worry about any me'il over here. Everyone is going to be brought as an oil. The one that I'm going to go and bring on my own is going to be the shenstin, the besta, because of the fact that maybe that was the tak of the one. So I shouldn't benefit in taking money. But anyway, what do I see from this? I see from this Bryce is talking about two separate cases, the shor b'shvorai case and the shoshal hegdish nesav b'achinim case. And the Choyret says about both of them, the Godel is the Hegdish, but all the others are Suffolk. What do you mean all the others are Suffolk? Didn't we just say a moment ago, in Rav Nachman, Rav Ravua, that when you have Shor Mishvarai, it's definite that the Godel is the one that's Hegdish. Why is it definite? Because he meant to say, Tor B'Toroi, my elite and my elite. So why do I have to worry about any of the others? And for the Gemara, what you're saying is absolutely correct. This whole latter piece of the kulin yimachol letzorchi oilus, the domain kulin, is only talking about the case of the shor shel hegdish arba'chayim. But in the case of the shor b'shvarai hegdish, you only have to take out the best of all of the flock, and that's the one that's hegdish. All the others are regular kulin; they're all nothing. Don't tell me that story. It says shor b'shvarai hegdish and shor shel hegdish. Sounds like they're both the same. Only on the second, the part of the sefer, there's a godel shemen hegdish. In that respect, they're v'chein. However, in respect to all of the remaining animals, in the case of the reisha, you have nothing to worry about all the rest of the animals because they're nachmuta. They're all chulin. You don't have to sell them to anybody. Do whatever you want with them. Mashenk in the second case, where the gornagans taruvis, the godel shemen hegdish. Oh, that's the same halacha like the shor b'shvarai hegdish. It's the best one. What about the rest of them? Oh, that's already a separate halacha, having nothing to do with what we were discussing. Zokti Mora Meisveit, final kashim. Bayis v'beisi, ani moichaloch, v'nofal. I'm selling you bayis v'beisi, and one of the batim unfortunately had a building collapse. It might have been in Surfside, it might have been anywhere. Mareyu nofal. He goes over to Likeach and says, you see that guy that fell down?
Mazel.
That's your mazel, Goram. That's yours. Or he sold an Ebed Bavodaini Moichalach, or Mas and Nebuch, one of the Avonim died, Marmes, that's the one that you bought. Oh, so you see that you don't go and say, Shor Bishvorai,
Ebed Bav died.
Exactly, that I go and give the best in the Shensta. But my, why do you say that? Lechse Haidon Nofel, Haidon Meis. The word Haidon is a very strange term. You'll notice Rashi doesn't have that gear, so he just, my Lechse Haidonofel, Haimes, the top Rashi, at the top of my Nechse Haidonofel, I godel nofel hifsul lekeach. Do godel shibabatim mashma. Vi kotten nofel less like pseida. In other words, once you concluded that when you say shor b'shvarai, and you said before bayis b'beisai has the same din, ma'ula shibabatim, the best and the best. So now instead of saying this building collapsed, that's yours, let's see. If it's the godel, if it's the best one, then nebuchtaki he lost. But if it's a shvacher building, that's not what they sold, because he sold in ma'ula shibabatim. Everything Gemara, you're bringing a raya or a kasha from a case of the sales of a bayis or an eved, and you're challenging the halacha of a person who's makdish animals. The two are totally unrelated. Lekeach kamris shana lekeach the yad balashtar al tachtoina. After all, if this lekeach wanted to go and specify which bias or which eved,
they should identify it.
It's the corner of 86th Street and 5th Avenue or wherever, instead of just saying one of my batim. And if you wanted to talk about the eved, what's eved's name? What is this? Exactly, it's Lostein. The fact that he didn't insist, and his lawyer didn't insist on writing out Gerochel Bitchak Tana, then yad balishtar ala tachtayna. Now that we've given this explanation, afilatei maliyah degriya. Back when we said aliyah, we said, oh, it means mu'ula shivabatim. No, it's taka griya shivabatim. And it means aliyah means taka the second floor. Because yad balishtar ala tachtayna. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zagi Benj Zadkiz.